All right. As I was thinking about a story for today, I thought of one from long, long ago that happened to Mr. Jim and myself. Let's see, I think the year was 1996. We were living in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and all of our family lived in Oregon. And my sister Verna, who now lives in Waco, my kids call her Nana, but Nana had graduated from high school and she just wasn't quite sure what she was going to do and she hadn't found a job. And I worked at a daycare, and so I talked to my boss and convinced my sister to come live with us in Chattanooga and she could work at the daycare and figure out what she wanted to do. And so we decided that year, Jim was in college and I was working at the daycare, and we were always closed the week between Christmas and New Year's. So, and I had some other vacation time, so we decided to take the Christmas break and drive in our little Nissan Sentra from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Roseburg in Salem, Oregon. That was a pretty long drive, because then we were gonna pick up my sister and bring her back with us. So that's why we decided to drive. So we drove that little Nissan Sentra, and in New Mexico, we named her Ima, as in Ima gonna get there, because she had what was, I think, an internal carburetor leak or something we found after. So when we were going over the big mountain passes in New Mexico, we wondered sometimes if we were gonna get to the top of the mountain. But we did in our Ima. So we got to Oregon and we had a lovely Christmas break with our families. And then it came time for us to drive back to Tennessee. So we had come a southern route. And so we had planned to go the same way back through Oregon, down through California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, and across. And so we were going to do that, because especially because while we had been there at the beginning of the time, a northern route, there's a place called the Columbia River Gorge, had been frozen solid and it had been shut down. So you couldn't go that way even if you wanted to. But then after all the ice and the snow they had there, and it rained. That was the year that it rained and it rained and it rained even more than you might have heard rumors that Oregon gets rain. This was even a particularly wet year. And it rained and it rained and it rained. So we packed our little Nissan Sentra, which of course he had a guitar too. So my sister sat in the back with her stuff all around her and Jim's guitar. And we got all packed in there like sardines in that little Nissan Sentra. And we started to head back the way we came, except for we got to near the border of Oregon and California. And they'd had to shut down the freeway because it flooded. So we're like, oh, what are we gonna do? So God helped us to find an inexpensive hotel to stay in there. And we had to turn around and go back the other way. Well, in the meantime, the gorge had opened up. And so we were going to go that way, which was the way that when Jim and I moved to Chattanooga, that's the route we took. So we knew that route. So we were driving, so we went from Oregon to Idaho, Utah, and then through Wyoming, which in 1994, Mr. Jim and I left towards the end of April thinking that would be a good time to move across the country, and we got stuck with a blizzard in Wyoming. And so we were going through Wyoming again, and it had been kind of snowing. Of course, this time it's December into January, so of course it's going to be snowing. And we stopped for the night, and the next morning we got up so we could get going on our way, because we lost a day and we needed to get back. He needed to get to school and I needed to get back to work. So we were needing to get on our way. So that morning we got up, we ate our breakfast, we all packed up in the car again, and we went. Well, in Wyoming, when you come to a mountain pass, it's like when you come to a railroad crossing and the arms come down to block things off. And there's the digital signs over the road that would tell you whether you could go or not. Well, we got up to this one pass and we saw guys out there working, but there was nothing on the sign. Thank you very much. There was nothing on the sign, so we're like, we've got to get going. So we started to drive. And as we went through there, Mr. Jim looked in the rearview mirror, and what do you think he saw? Those arms were coming down because the weather was getting too bad, so they were closing off that pass. So we knew the snow was coming down faster, and we didn't have snow tires. I don't even think we put chains on or anything, did we? Footloose and fancy free. So we're going, and we started to pray. And then all of a sudden, there was another car that passed us. And it was in front of us, and we could see its taillights. So we could see to follow them up and over the mountain pass. Well, we got up to the top and over, and it wasn't snowing on the other side of that pass. And the first exit that car came to, it went off on that exit. And so for us, to this day, we really believe that God sent an angel in that vehicle, because after you get home or later, you can ask your parents to look what a 1988 or 86 Nissan Sentra looked like. And it was not the best snow vehicle. But we always believe to this day that Jesus sent that car with an angel to help guide us over that mountain pass, and we got home on time. Mr. Jim got back to school, I got back to work, and my sister got to do something different. And so, but we're always thankful to this day how Jesus kept us safe on that trip.